Listeners, you are on to the studios of NAS FM transmitting on 89.9 Fadima Twalkali Abba House Eola, and you're welcome to the program The People's Platform, where we discuss issues that has to do with the people and community service and humanity. And in today's program, I'm your anchor, Dominic Johanna, who is going to take you through. And I'm waiting for Dr. Fantastic all the way from the United States, and our own, an indigenous of Adamawa State, General Benson Patrick. As soon as I establish call with them, the personalities I mentioned, I will get in touch with you so that we can go further with the discussion. Hello, Dr. Patrick. Are you with us?
Well, I'm with you.
Dr. Fantastic, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, I'm with you live and direct.
Yeah, Patrick online. Patrick, Gerard Benson, Patrick online.
Okay, Dr. Fantastic, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead. Dr. Fantastic, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me? Because I'm here, and I hear you both.
All right, can you introduce yourself to Nigerians? The people are listening to you live on radio here in Adamawa State, Nigeria. Can you introduce your full name and your organization once again?
I'd be happy to. My name is Monty Cook III. I'm affectionately nicknamed Dr. Fantastic because I created the Kindness Revolution, and my charity is the Foundation for World Harmony. And I'm happy today to introduce to your countrymen, I think, what's called the world's best-kept secret. And, of course, it's not going to be a secret anymore. It's the kindness revolution. Because as your audience might agree, and the world does agree, that the world has too many wars, too many conflicts, too many protests, too much poverty, rampant corporate greed, and that's a really horrible thing, not enough education, a poor education system around the world, and not enough kindness. So we've created what's called the Kindness Revolution, and we're a little over 11,100 people strong in 146 countries, but I'm very proud to say that the Nigerians have adopted it in force. We have over 40 cities in Nigeria with our ambassadors of kindness in them. The good General Patrick Benson here is helping in tremendous ways. We've got some great programs lined up for your country and your people and the world. But, you know, inside the Kindness Revolution is what's called the Kindness Pledge, the Global Kindness Pledge. And it's for individuals for their mental health. And so they can believe in themselves. And I'll tell you how it goes. There's three commitments in life that we believe help everyone and help the planet. And, of course, help individuals. And they are in order of importance. The first commitment, the hardest commitment a person can make, the most important, is to be kind to themselves, to love themselves unconditionally, to accept as they are, to think positive, to eat healthy. I could go on for more than an hour on how and why you should be kind to yourself. Because individuals are extremely important. As if they're not alive, they can't be of service to their God, their country, their family, or themselves. So commitment number one is the hardest, most important commitment in life. The second commitment is a lot easier for most people. It's being kind to all others. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Imagine if everyone was kind to one another. We wouldn't have wars, raping, killing, slavery, bigotry, hatred, evil, stealing, lying, stealing, teasing, bullying. We wouldn't have all those horrible traits of mankind if we were kind to one another. So that's a very important one. It's easier than the first, but it's as important. Now, the third commitment, as you might know, there's disasters around the world, man-made and natural. But the man-made ones we can counteract by being kind to our environment. Be kind to Mother Earth. That means using less water, using less electricity, buying less, using less, recycling, repurposing. We, as individuals, littered and polluted the planet. 4.7 trillion cigarette butts get thrown on the ground every year. One at a time. And they've caused forest fires. They've caused many deaths. People all the time
burn themselves to death by smoking a cigarette and falling asleep in their own. So, you know, we must be kind to our planet for our future. You know, we've destroyed through the last couple hundred years our and polluted our streets, our rivers, our oceans, our seas, our atmosphere, our lands, and now outer space. We're a polluting species. I think we're the dumbest species on the planet, unfortunately. Sure, we have great technologies, phones, they could talk live around the world, space stations, spaceships, and AI, you know, incredible things. But we're losing sight of humanity. You know, we're stuck to our phones. Social impact is degrading. There's a lot of problems in the world, and we can could counteract all those problems by being kind. Two words to save the planet. Be kind. You know, I call the situation on the planet, I've been a long time. I've been on the planet 7 decades. I've been fortunate to travel the world, meet the kindest people, meet the evil people, meet the richest people in the world, meet the poorest people, smartest. I mean, it's been a fascinating life, and now I want to share my experience, my wisdom with the world, and I call it the Kindness Revolution. I invite everyone listening to go to worldkindnesslist.com. It explains in video and text what we're doing. And in short, your first name, your birth city, your profession, whether you're a student or a profession, and your country. And you click, and you're on a list. And the more people that get on that list, the more the government will see that we are an organization that needs to be looked at seriously for the future of humanity. I'm calling the situation on the planet the insanity of humanity, the insane things humans do to one another and the insane things they do to our planet. You know, when it comes to greed, many people will dump a toxic material in the stream or the river because it goes downstream away from them, not caring about everybody else's health. They drink the tainted water, they wash in the tainted water, and they die from the tainted water. We have a program that the general is going to introduce to you that's going to help Africa and the world, because we are a global organization, again, in 146 countries with some fantastic people like General Patrick. You know, you first become aware of it by listening to what I'm saying. Then you can join a group as a member, and then you can be an ambassador of kindness by agreeing to follow the 3 commitments. And then after that, you can help by becoming an admin in your local city. We want to have a WhatsApp group in every city on the planet. And I believe Nigerians are setting the standard of kindness. Nigeria is going to show how kind your country is and your people are. You've got a bad rep. You guys know, because there's a lot of scammers from Nigeria, but there's a lot of scammers in America and in China and around the world, unfortunately. So, but Nigeria is setting the standard of kindness right now with over, like I said, with over 40 cities with ambassadors of kindness. And these people are really volunteers. No one's getting paid. This isn't for money. We're doing the kindness of our heart because the world needs a kindness revolution. And we've started it. We're going to complete it. We're going to change the world. And I want your listeners to get involved, because unless someone like you, the person listening, cares a whole awful lot, nothing will get better. It will not. So it takes individuals. People think their one vote in an election doesn't count. It does count, because it adds up. So everyone listening, I encourage you to be kind to yourself, to others, and to the planet, and join the kindness revolution. It costs nothing. You know, I think I said this earlier. You know, they say nothing in life is free. Well, there's a first time for everything, and this is the first time. It's totally free. This isn't about commercialism or money or greed. It isn't about religion, and it isn't about politics. We do have many groups, because the local groups are not chat rooms. We're delivering positive information through WhatsApp. Now we have WhatsApp just for people that will chat. We have meet and greet ambassadors. We meet people from around the world. We have All Religions Are Fantastic group where you want to talk about religion. We have Businesses Fantastic group where you can pitch your company or your product or ask for a job. But we have special groups for people that want to chat. The 800 WhatsApp groups we have around the world are not chat rooms. They're for delivering positive information. And we encourage everyone to deliver positive information, not negativity, not negative news, because there's plenty of that around. You pick up a newspaper, it's all about, you watch a news program, it's all about how many people, what all the problems are, and who we can blame, and it's negative, 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 negative. Because the rich people want you to watch the negativity, so you just stay put and do your job and go to bed and do it again so they get richer. It's a terrible system, and I think the kindness revolution can change it, because we're not about money. We're about making people happy, because we're on this planet to be happy. That's the most important thing, to be happy. And I teach people how to be happy. And the kindness revolution is explaining people how to be happy.
No,
comes from within, from being kind, believing in yourself, and loving yourself. So I could talk like this for hours. I don't know how much time you have for me.
Yes, but
if you go to Fantastic YouTube, I've got over 2,100 videos that talk like what you're hearing here. It also has me interviewing fantastic people, like the general here. It also has me doing cooking shows to show you how to cook very inexpensively, deliciously, and fast and easy. So I like cooking. I love sharing my recipes. And I've been around the world, so I've got videos from the Great Pyramids of Giza, from Istanbul, from Belize, from America, all across America. Fantastic videos where you could learn, get motivated, get inspired, and hopefully put a smile on your face. So I'm out here to make the world a better place, and I need everyone who's listening's help. And believe me, if everyone pitches in 5 seconds a day towards kindness, we can make the world a better place.
Now, Doctor, we learned that your intervention is going to reach some communities in Adamawa State and in Nigeria, especially. You have a very vast program that touches the life of people across various countries and in Africa and across the world. And now your intervention is going to reach our local communities here in Adamawa State. May we know, you have never been to Adamawa State at this time. How did you identify the pressing needs of the locals, of the communities here in Adamawa State about the issue of water, that you are making an effort to provide water for them?
Happy to answer that question. I lived in Africa for 2.5-3 years. And because I have ambassadors of kindness in 34 of countries in Africa, they tell me their problems. They ask me for money. They ask me for advice. And I've realized that they need computers. They need about it right now. And because water is life, and water is the most precious commodity on the planet, and we conserve water, not waste it, and it's very important to do that, as well as electricity. So, the General, please tell everyone about our borehole program that we're implementing at first in Adamawa. We're going to prove it with video, and we're going to reach out to the world to help us help them with more boreholes. But we start with one. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with but a single step, and this will be our first borehole in the lucky community that what's the community called, General?
It's called Kade in Adamawa State, Demsa local government.
So those people are going to be the first ones on the planet to receive a free fresh water supply from the Foundation for World Harmony at no cost whatsoever to them. Although there is a cost, we want them to adopt Global Kindness Pledge in their classrooms. And I might as well read that to you or recite it to you, because this pledge not only helps all the individuals who recite it by building their self-confidence and love for themselves, but it also spreads energy to the classroom or the church or the group. It also fosters camaraderie, because it bonds the group together. You'll hear why in the words that are stated in the pledge. It also teaches in the value of the word fantastic, because words matter. You know, we're tech water, we're water. And it also it makes them aware of our environmental plight. And here's how it goes. And I'd love if you guys both would repeat after me, and hopefully your audience listening on the radio repeats this, because they're going to feel the power of this pledge. So everybody repeat after me. I pledge to be kind to and love myself.
I pledge to be kind and to love myself.
I pledge to be kind to and strive to love all others.
I pledge to be kind to love all others.
I pledge to be kind to love and respect our Mother Earth.
I pledge to be kind to respect our Mother Earth.
Love and respect our Mother Earth.
That love and respect the Mother Earth.
We are all fantastic.
We are all fantastic.
You are fantastic.
You are fantastic.
You are fantastic.
I am fantastic.
I am fantastic.
Dominic, do you feel the power of that pledge? It takes about 30 seconds to recite it. And it's called manifestation. If children recite that every day, and they're doing this in villages in your country right now, and we're seeing tangible results. The parents are saying the kids are not fighting as much at home. They're believing in themselves. They're saying the word fantastic. They're positive. We're seeing results already. And imagine year after year reciting the pledge, it will be ingrained in their brain kindness, and they will believe in themselves and love themselves after saying it enough times. It's called manifestation. Manifestation works. Thinking positive works. Thinking negative also works. You know, Henry Ford said, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right. It's what you believe. So when you start to believe in yourself, you're going to be more successful in life and happier in life, because you're going to be self-reliant, knowing that you can do it. I'm out to prove to everyone, you don't need money or you don't need fame to accomplish something in life. I don't have money. I don't have fame. I have a fantastic idea, and that's be kind to yourself, others, and planet. Now, without further ado, let's have the General Patrick tell you about this fantastic new program that I hope to put in every village around the world one day. General?
Okay.
Yes.
General Patrick, are you with us?
Yes, I'm right with you.
Okay. Can you shed more light? You
are Please tell them about the program.
That are listening to you, General Patrick. Can you shed more light regarding the program of Dr. Fantastic here in Adamawa State? Now is a good initiative for our people here in Adamawa State. Can you shed more light on it?
Yes, this is a joyful day, and this is a fantastic day to all of us in Adamawa State, knowing fully that we are hosting Dr. Fantastic live on air. I think it is a privilege for us having him speaking to us for the first time to the community like Adamawa State. So for me to start, I want to say thank you to Dr. Fantastic for accepting Adamawa State to be part of your project. We are very proud of you, and we want to assure you that Adamawa State communities are going to put in their best in order to follow the ideology of being kindness, knowing fully that kindness is the only thing that we need for now. And that is the only thing that can change our Mother Earth. Now, for me to put on more light, Dr. Fantastic have been on this project for the past 5 years. He has been in other countries, and he's just coming to Africa, and even for the Africa, he's coming to Nigeria for the first time. So we are privileged as Nigerians to have Dr. Fantastic in our midst. Now, secondly, this is a project that has been accepted by all, and we are doing all what we can to make sure everybody is involved. It's one thing to accept being kind. It's another thing different to be involved in it. So we are just pleading that for as long as you can listen to this program, you should be part of this movement and also be involved actively on everything that concerns being kindness. Because being kind to yourself is not an option. It's not an option. It's an obligation. So if you are kind to yourself, you are kind to people and all others around you, and you are kind to the Mother Earth, I think 80% of the world problem will be solved. Armed robbery will be reduced. The bad boys on the street will no more be there. You know, the smokers will not be there. And all those horrible things happening around us will no more be found. Because if the bad boy is kind, he can go there out there in order to commit havoc. If the bad boys there are kind, they're going to also show mercy to their victim may be. And by them being involved, definitely with time, their thinking is going to be reshaped, is going to change. So we are calling everybody, especially the people of Adamawa State and Nigeria at large, not to think about any option of what to do next. I think we have no any other option than to fall in place and also to run with Dr. Fantastic ideology, because it's a beautiful thing, it's a fantastic thing to do. And finally, for me, the project of water, we have an official letter to all of you, the listeners, to all the governors, to all people that matters in our society. And even as you listen to this recitation, I know you are going to have a change of mind, knowing fully that fresh water is a very big crisis we can no longer ignore. Because every community we find ourselves where there is no water is difficult for one to survive. And not just water, having a fresh water, you know, is so fantastic. It's so fantastic. So we are aware that there are other waters in the community. But having a fresh water, I think, is something we must not neglect. So it's a crisis we no longer ignore. Water is the most precious resources on earth, which all of us are aware of. Yet, in many parts of Africa, it remains tragically out of reach. A lot of people cannot reach out to water. Millions of people walk miles every day, especially our women and our children. They walk out distance in search of clean water. But for the contaminated source, you know, even this, the way they move around, going to see them get the fresh water, some go and get a river water in order to survive. You know, all their trouble with all their sweat, they still go in for contaminated water that spread deadly disease even to our community. You know, children die daily from illness such as cholera, typhoid fever, dysentery, hepatitis A, diarrhea disease, and many more been mentioned, but few. In our community, in our locality, this is not just a public health crisis. All these elements are not just a public health crisis. It's a woman right emergency. So how I wish the government is also going to declare that an emergency in our community, in our country. Our mission here, why we are here, is to make sure clean water reach to our communities. The foundation for World Hunger, which we represent, is proud to be working in partnership with Nigerian government to bring in sustainable clean water, you know, to bring in solution to rural villages. You know, it's not easy. So for the foundation to come out with this idea, I think it's something the people, the locals, have to embrace. We are drilling deep boreholes and installing modern wellhead to ensure constant, safe, access to drinking water. Not just drinking water, but fresh water. But those wells are more than pastoral. Those wells we are providing is more than those buildings you have around, because water is life. They are gateway to opportunities. When you have water, you have opportunities even to life. You are going to live healthier. You have a healthy life, free from waterborne illness. You can see how important this project is. Time reclaimed, especially for women and girls, no longer walking miles for water. When we have this water around our communities, you will discover that these women that goes out very far, we now have access to clean water just behind their houses. You know, education with that project, we're also going to have an education enable as children are healthier, able to attend schools. Because when a child is sick because he has taken bad water, he may not be able to access education. He's going to be in the hospital. So with this project of clean water, I am telling you that education will also, the children are also going to benefit from education because they are going to have a healthier life. Agriculture empowerment, you know, as water become available for the farmers. Everywhere when we have those boreholes, clean waters, our farmers are also going to enjoy from it. Economic growth, you know, in fact, it's not something. A lot of hosts for us. Our vision, just kill the sustainability. This is just the beginning. Our goal is to expand across Africa, not just Nigeria, not just Adamawa State, but we are going beyond Nigeria, you know, creating a breakable community, lead modern for global impact. With every well we install, we move closer to a future where clean water is a right, not a privilege, which we know clean water to be our right.
Okay, Dr. Fantastic, are you with us? Dr. Fantastic, are you with us?
Yep.
Okay. Time is not. Can you capped it all? Time is not by our side. In summary, please, can you tell us about just remind our listeners about your project in summary.
It's philosophy that if you adopt, you'll be happier in life. And that's our goal in life, to be happy. Two words save the planet. Be kind. It's as simple as that. You know, corporate greed will reduce if people are kind. Wars will stop if people are kind. People will be happier if they're kind. It's two words. I can't make it any simpler for humans. Unfortunately, humans are the dumbest creatures on the planet. Because we're destroying our planet, and we're destroying each other with hatred, with bigotry, with evil, with hate. Be kind. I can't make it any simpler.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Fantastic and General Patrick, for being with us in today's program. And we thank you so much for your participation. Hello, Dr. Patrick.
Please, presenter, can you just give me just 1 minute to make a little emphasis for my conclusion?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, fantastic. Is extending the fresh water project to the community of Adamawa State. Any moment from now, the project is going to commence, and we want to plead to the community in the village in Demsa local government in Tansala district. To please receive us and receive the project with good heart. And they have no option than to also join the movement of being fantastic. They have to also declare the true commitment of being kind to themselves, being kind to all others around them, and also to the Mother Earth. This is an assurance that the community will be the first community in order to benefit fresh water in Nigeria. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, General Patrick, and the listeners. Those are Dr. Fantastic, all the way from the United States, and General Patrick, our own, an indigenous of Adamawa State, on the program, the platform, the people's platform on NAS FM, transmitting on 89.9, Fadimatu Alkali Abba House here in Adamawa State, Nigeria. And with that, we come to the end of the program. On behalf of Dr. Fantastic, all the way from the United States, and General Patrick, our own, like I mentioned, here in Adamawa State, my name is Dominic Johanna. Keep a date with us next time for another episode of the program, The People's Platform. Bye for now.